The following program is presented by the Far East Broadcasting Company because stories of people living out the gospel with their lives inspire all of us. FEBC, taking Christ to the world through radio and new media. Learn more at febc.org.
We labored for 7 years before we saw the first Muslim come to Christ, and today we're seeing multitudes coming to the Lord through the multimedia resources that His people are using in their everyday lives living amongst Muslims.
Coming up on First Person, you'll meet Paul Bramson, a missionary with a unique tool that's being used to reach the Muslim world for Christ. Thanks for joining us. I'm Wayne Shepherd. These interviews are for the purpose of introducing you to people whose lives have been radically changed and redirected to God's kingdom purposes. Along the way, God equips them to do amazing things in His name, and you'll hear Paul tell his story in his own words in just a moment. First Person is made possible through the Far East Broadcasting Company, taking Christ to the world through radio and new media. For 75 years, FEBC has been faithfully using technology to proclaim the gospel, and its ministry today is touching millions in hard-to-reach parts of the world. For more, visit febc.org. I also invite you to join us on Facebook at facebook.com/firstpersoninterview. facebook.com/firstpersoninterview. Our guest, Paul Bramson, has served in the Muslim world context for many years, first in Senegal, and now through an expanded media outreach, which we'll learn about in a moment. To begin the conversation, I asked Paul to introduce himself.
Yeah, I was brought up in a home in California to Danish immigrant parents. I'm the fourth of six kids. My folks came to know the Lord just before I was born. So they became very passionate about missions. And I grew up with thinking that, you know, kind of like a phrase I'd written in my Bible as a kid, if God calls you to be a missionary, don't stoop to be a king. So I had that thinking in my mind. Hmm. And after got married, met my wife at college, and we both agreed with this principle that we want to be open to whatever the Lord has for us. I started working in a carbide cutting tool manufacturing plant, but during that time we were praying and in fellowship with our local church. And through some correspondence with workers in Senegal, West Africa, God put into our hearts the thought of going over there, which we did with our one-year-old boy in 1981.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah. So how long did you serve overseas?
A good 20 years. Yeah, from 1981 to 2004.
Uh-huh. And I'm assuming you started your family during that time.
We did. We had a one-year-old boy, and the other two were born over there. And we have no regrets raising our kids in a cross-cultural environment. Senegal is a 94% Muslim country, and it was really a privilege to grow up in that environment where believers, those who came to Christ, pay a price for their faith, and just seeking to communicate the gospel clearly to people who have learned the opposite from their youth.
Hmm. I don't know the stories of all your children, but I know that one of them started Rock International, the ministry you serve as president for, so obviously the apple didn't fall far from the tree there, did it?
That's correct. Yeah. Nathan, while he was in college at North Greenville University in this area here, he did one semester in Egypt studying Arabic and got involved in a local ministry with street kids and just really had a heart for reaching kids. And so after graduating, he went over there. And he's still in full-time ministry, ministering to youth around the world.
Hmm. So Nathan is the one who actually founded Rock International, and you serve as president. And there's an exciting story here I want our listeners to hear about. But Rock is an acronym, is it? What does it stand for?
It's actually a double acronym: Relief, Opportunity, and Care for Kids, and Resources of Crucial Knowledge.
Okay.
And so the kids side is really showing Jesus' love to kids in a lot of practical ways and seeking to communicate to them the gospel and to their families. And then the resources side is we produce multi-language, multimedia resources for making the gospel clear to our primary vision is for the Muslim world, but it is definitely and beyond the way the Lord has taken it.
Did you plan for the and beyond, or did that happen in God's timing?
That happened in God's time. It sure did. Yes, because that was our focus, was Senegal and the Muslim world.
Uh-huh. So what are some of the places that's gone beyond the Muslim world?
Oh, well, all the continents, even here in the United States, in North America, our resources are widely used in just all sorts of contexts. We have a curriculum that's used in Sunday schools and churches and camps, and yeah, so it's gone widely.
Sounds fascinating. But primarily, I want to talk to you about something called the King of Glory, movie, video, what do you call it?
Yeah, well, King of Glory started with a book. We were in Senegal for 11 years before God opened the door for us to get on radio. And so that was our first break into media. And I wrote a 100-lesson series called The Way of Righteousness, which Transworld calls today their most effective tool for reaching into the Muslim world.
Okay, this is Transworld Radio.
Yeah, they use our series, our series called The Way of Righteousness, which is in many languages. And then after that, I wrote a book following 9/11 called One God, One Message, designed to reach Muslims, help them over their obstacles and into an understanding of the gospel. And then back in 2009, we were visiting our son in Egypt. And while I was there, I was actually ministering to a group of Arabic believers. And I saw they had a little bookshelf there with books for all ages, but there were a few books for kids. And I flipped through them and I could see that they weren't culturally adapted for the Muslim world. You have your blue-eyed Jesus. And also what troubled me more probably was that I saw no sacrifice stories in the pictures that were there in these Arabic books for kids. And so I went home in the end of 2009 with a burden on my heart to create a picture book that would be good for all ages. And God opened the door for that, just leading us to a great artist in Argentina. And I began to write the text, and it turned into a 70 chapter, but each is just one page, and then the other side's a picture. So 70 scenes that take you from creation to Christ, but presented in a way that will connect with the Muslim mindset. And then it was just a month before that book was published in September of 2011 that God put in my heart the idea of turning it into a movie. I made movies as a hobby, Super 8 movies as a kid. And so I had this idea of, wow, it could be really powerful to make this into a movie for the Muslim world. And that's where the King of Glory began.
All right. Well, we will put links to it so people can actually see what it looks like in movie form, video form. We'll put those links at our website. But describe it for us. It's animated, right?
Right. So the movie is 3 hours and 42 minutes long. It's the same length as the old 1959 Ben-Hur, okay? But it's broken up into 15 episodes. The idea is to watch it in little pieces. And it takes you on a journey from creation to Christ, and not only his finished work, his death and resurrection, but his ascension and his return into heaven to see his glory and then his coming again. And so it's all packed into 222 minutes. But we also have it available in many languages in a 70-scene format, which is great for social media, which each scene is about 3 minutes long.
Yeah.
So it can be used in a number of ways.
Well, it's one thing to produce that, and I'm sure that was quite an undertaking to do. I mean, that it looks beautiful.
A nearly 4-year project to produce just the movie part in English.
Well, it's one thing to produce it, and it's so well done, and it looks so sharp. But it's another thing to get an audience, to gain an audience for it. So let's talk about how the Lord has opened doors in some of these Muslim countries, especially.
Well, thanks. Yeah, that's been the exciting part. So many stories to tell, but let me just tell about a real recent one. It's in one of the Stan countries. We have the movie now in 37 languages with many more in progress, and 6 of those are Stan languages, you know, Tajikistan, Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, Turkmenistan.
Mm-hmm.
So all those countries have it in their language. One of those Stan countries has been, the Lord has opened a door to get it regularly on national television. It seems like it's every Easter. And so just this year, it was shown again, and there was opposition, but we learned a backstory from the believers there. And it's that one of those stations, the national station, they didn't want to put it on this year. And yet there was a lady inside that station who's a project manager, and she said, no, we need to put it on. It's Orthodox Easter. We have to respect other religions. And we learned the backstory is that last year when it was shown, her father, an old Muslim man, came to Christ, and he since died. But he told her, his Muslim daughter, he says, you've got to take a stand for this truth. This is the truth, what's presented in this movie, and it needs to continue to be shown in our nation. And I get regular updates from believers in that country, And they just said how even during the quarantine time right now, that they've found ways to reach out via social media and other ways, and they've seen six Muslims come to Christ in the last week or two. So God is at work.
Yeah, it reminds me of the story of Queen Esther, and for such a time as this, right?
Yeah, I love that.
God has his people in the right place at the right time. So you got to stop and think about what you're saying, though. In these Muslim-dominated countries, and I mean, it is very dominated by the Muslim faith, they're willing to show King of Glory, the whole story of the Bible, on their national television station. That is remarkable.
Well, you know, one of the things is that God showed us from our very first year in Senegal was, I was crying out to the Lord, Lord, how can we present the gospel to Muslims who have learned the opposite from their youth, that God has no son, Jesus was just a great prophet, but he wasn't crucified. And so the core of the gospel is denied. But what came to me very clearly, I was studying the book of Acts in my own quiet time, and I saw the apostles kept referring to the prophets. Peter concludes his message to Cornelius and his family by saying, all the prophets bear witness that whoever believes in Jesus Christ will receive forgiveness of sins through his name. And then I realized, oh, that's the same method Jesus used with the two on the road to Emmaus. Mm-hmm. Oh, foolish ones and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not the Messiah to have suffered these things and to have entered into his glory, and beginning at Moses, that's Genesis, Exodus, so on, beginning there, and all the prophets, he explained to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And so that became our method. And what we found is that by telling the stories and message of the prophets, it goes under the radar in a very significant way, that Muslims are captivated to know more about the prophets, which the Quran is very sporadic and just doesn't really tell the complete stories of any of the prophets, which the Bible does so thoroughly. And so that draws them in, and then we point out the key doctrines about God, mankind, sin, and salvation that are embedded in those stories.
We'll continue meeting Paul Bramson, who has a ministry reaching Muslims for Christ. That's next on First Person.
1 year ago, I heard that one of FABC's radio stations aired in our province, so I started to listen.
Just one of millions of grateful people who listens to the Far East Broadcasting Company in her own language.
So many Kazakh people here like listening to your radio broadcast, and we feel like a family because of it. Thank you so much for broadcasting to our nation.
FABC is dedicated to taking Christ to the world through radio and new media. To learn more, please visit febc.org. That's febc.org. My guest is Paul Bramson, who is president of Rock International, the producers of the King of Glory animated film, which is being shown in Muslim countries on national television quite often, especially at the Easter season. That's what typically happens, Paul?
Yes, right. And or at Christmas.
Okay.
Sometimes sometimes nations, they think, well, we need to be kind of open and we need to respect the Christian population in our country. So let's show it at that season.
Yeah. How do you handle, first of all, do you get any feedback directly from viewers, and how do you handle that feedback?
Most of our feedback now comes through people in those countries receiving it. But yes, we do get a lot of feedback through social media because we have our movie on YouTube. And that's one of the main ways that it gets out around the world. For example, one of the languages, the most viewed language on YouTube is Swahili. We've had well over 650,000 views since we put it up in August of 2016. And so it's, well viewed. And then they put their comments up there.
I want to emphasize that. You said 650,000 views.
Yes.
In Swahili?
Yes. For the Swahili language alone, more than that. And it's interesting that I happen to have this stat in my head because I just looked at it, but the average view per click is 7 minutes and 20 seconds.
Hmm.
And so you think of it, that's a lot of viewing time. And so we see similar things like Bangladesh, okay? We have the movie now in Muslimi Bengali. And there we got a lot of feedback at first, especially when it started coming out. But Muslims in Bangladesh are so interested to see any film that's in their heart language. And most of the comments we got back at first were very negative. Don't listen to this. Don't watch this film. It's CIA missionaries seeking to divide Bangladesh. Those were quotes we got. But what we're seeing is that even the opposition is good, because it causes others to say, what's this movie that people are so upset about?
It draws them.
All of our resources are very gracious. We don't attack the religion. We present the gospel in all its fullness with its foundations and framework. By foundations, I mean we spend a lot of time in the first few chapters of Genesis to lay the foundations about God, man, sin, and salvation. And then we, from there, move on and we create a framework, just key stories. One part of that framework, of course, is Abraham's sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
That's super key. The Muslims, 70 days after Ramadan, which they're in the middle of right now, they have a feast and they commemorate when God provided a ram to die in the place of Abraham's son. So we present that and show how Abraham's sacrifice and words pointed forward to the Messiah, who would die 2,000 years later on that same mountain range to pay for the sins of the world.
How many languages do you produce this in?
The movie's now in 37, with probably about a dozen or more in progress.
And do you have any stat in your head about how many total views there have been? Can you estimate that?
Well, I don't have the total views in my head. What I can tell you is it's amazing how teams around the world have caught the vision for this, and they're translating it and recording it, and we work with them. But we have averaged, since the first language came out, the first was after English, the DVD was released in June of 2015. The first language, interestingly, was Uzbek for Uzbekistan, and that came out in December of 2015. But since that time, we've averaged one new language every 6 weeks since that time. So, and some teams take 2 years or more to do it.
You mentioned the feedback via social media. Are you able to interact and actually lead people to Christ because of that?
We, we'll comment, sometimes reply on the YouTube reply section. But most of it is just sowing from our part. What we're seeing is the people on the ground in those countries are having those opportunities.
I see.
To lead people to Christ. Like, we've had people in our heart country, which is Senegal, where we spent time. We've seen people actually, like through the radio or through the movie, they eventually show up at a church meeting and say, I've been listening to this radio series for 17 years or whatever they say.
Mm-hmm.
And now they pop up and they say, I want to follow Christ.
Yeah.
Or they have questions.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of thing we're seeing.
Good. Can you personalize this? Can you tell me more stories of some of the impact that you have seen? Pick a country and tell me about it.
I could start with Senegal, in that what we've seen through the radio series, and now we have people using the movie widely. But again, like, there was a couple with their daughter who had listened to it for many, many years, and they showed up one Sunday, and they really wanted to follow Christ. They wanted eventually to be baptized, but there was so much opposition to it. But the Lord broke through, and they, as of April 2018, they were baptized, and they're following Christ faithfully now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, what's a country I could pick? We've had so much happen in some of the stand countries.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a lot has happened in the stand countries. Let me tell you another story from one of those. So, in one of these stand countries, we know believers that have a refuge center for women, for abused women, and just back in March of last year, a lady came in there, and they didn't know her backstory except that she was obviously very troubled, and they assigned her a room with her young boy, and they put on the King of Glory movie for her, thinking she'll watch part of it. She watched the whole thing, all 3 hours.
3 hours plus.
Yes. She went into her room, and she started just crying, and they said, I just report what they said, she cried for hours. When she finally came out again, they asked her, the staff asked her, what's wrong? Are you okay? And she said, this film has explained to me everything that I've needed to know. And they talked to her, and her boy came out, by the way, and he said, Mommy, don't listen to them. They tell lies. They tell lies. But she trusted Christ that day. She sent the boy back to her room, and she came to Christ, and she's following the Lord today. And she told her story after to the believers there and said that, I have tried to commit suicide several times, and I told God, I said, God, I'm going to go to this center that I've heard about, the refuge. If I don't find the answer for my issues, I am really going to kill myself. Mm-hmm. So the Lord intervened, praise
wow.
his name.
Wow. Just one last thing, Paul, as you think about what you're able to do with King of Glory and the other resources and the way that God is using it, any particular verse of scripture come to mind that really compels you to do what you do?
Well, can I just tell a story?
Please.
Of, I actually have here my notebook, my journal from back in 1986. We had been in Senegal for 6 years already, and we had not seen a single Muslim come to Christ. Mm. Okay. And I'll be honest with you, I was struggling in that, you know, we came here to share the gospel and to see Muslims come to Christ, and we're not seeing it happen. And one night I just was got alone with God, and I said, Lord, you have to encourage me. Are we in the right place? And I said, Lord, here's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to pick out at random from this bookshelf next to me. There were devotional type books. And I said, I'm just going to pick out a book, open it and read. And I want you to give me something. I'm going to read 7 different books and just open and read. Now, I know that it's not recommended you do that. You know,
yeah. The Bible,
but the Lord meets us where we are. He sure, knows our sure. hearts.
Yep.
And what I can tell you is all 7 of those readings got me to this point of you must not only wait on me, looking to me, waiting on me, but you must wait for me. Every one of those 7 readings were along the lines of waiting on God. And the 6th reading happened to be a book called The Spirit of Christ by Andrew Murray. I picked it, opened it up, and just read the last 3 pages of that chapter on missions that I happened to open to. And here was the final paragraph. It said, may I say to any missionary brother who reads this in his far-off home, be of good cheer, brother. The Holy Spirit, who is the mighty power of God, who is the presence of Jesus within thee, the Holy Spirit is with thee, is in thee. The work is his. Depend on him. Yield to him. Wait for him. The work is his. He will do it. And I can tell you, I went away from that time with the Lord very encouraged. The brief outline of the 7 readings, it was keep going, victory is sure. Don't be surprised by the testings. We fail, but God won't. Every knee will bow. 4, receive all that God sends. 5, let God be God. Wait patiently for him. 7, the one I just read, the work is his. Trust, yield, pray, and wait. And then finally, keep sowing, believing that the harvest is coming. And so the thing that's encouraged us so much is just God's faithfulness and knowing that, you know, we look to him, we wait on him, but we must also wait for him. In his time, he will do it. And that's what we've seen. We labored for 7 years before we saw the first Muslim come to Christ. And today we're seeing multitudes coming to the Lord through the multi-language, multimedia resources that his people are using in their everyday lives living amongst Muslims. Praise his name.
Our first person guest has been Paul Bramson, and we'll put links to his ministry, including the King of Glory film, which is having such an impact in reaching the Muslim world with the message of Christ. These first-person conversations take place weekly and are broadcast by many radio stations around the country, but anytime you can't listen on the radio, you can always listen on the web or even subscribe for automatic downloads of the podcast through Apple Podcasts. Another convenient way to listen and download interviews is by using our smartphone app, First Person Interview, available in all app stores. Bringing you these weekly interviews is made possible by the support of the Far East Broadcasting Company, because stories of lives changed by Christ are celebrated by all of us. Learn more at febc.org. Now, with thanks to my friend and producer Joe Carlson, I'm Wayne Shepherd. Thanks for listening to First Person.